Welcome to Timebender Talks, the ultimate destination for professional photographers. This weekly podcast is hosted by Peggy MacArthur, a certified professional photographer with over 30 years' experience and the creator of the Headshot Strategist Certification Program. Peggy interviews a diverse range of experts in business, branding, marketing, networking, and photography. So whether you've been doing this for years or you're just starting out, we've got you covered. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on our latest episodes filled with tips, insights, and lots of fun.
Amy Lancey in the house.
Yay!
I am so excited that I get to hang out with you today.
Me too. It's always lots of fun with you.
Amy is like a branding guru, a storyteller, and she has a community called Untold Stories, right? And am I saying it right?
Untold Story Land. Uh-huh.
Untold Story Land is her, like our Time Bender community. She has like a whole thing that she's building to help people tell their story. Why is it so important that we know how to tell our story, Amy?
Well, it's important to tell our story because I say this to many people. We're either running away from our story, living our story, or owning our story. And when we are representing our own business, whether we're photographers or any other industry, you know, we need to feel confident in our own value, and we need to be able to connect with other people in a very genuine, authentic way, because otherwise it feels like a script. So when you know your story and you tell it, you're really able to show people who you are while reminding yourself of who you really are too.
So you're such a fixture in the Time Bender world. Like, you've been on the podcast a couple of times. You're one of the teachers in the program. You're one of the instructors. So I forget that some people listening to the podcast may not know who you are. They may not have experienced the awesomeness that is Amy yet. So tell us a little bit about who you are and where you are in your journey.
Oh, I love that. So when I was younger, I was extremely shy and I didn't talk. In fact, because I was hiding underneath tables at restaurants and didn't speak a word at the same time and was a very emotionally sensitive child, eventually we found out that I had a speech delay. And I went through 9 years of speech therapy because of that. And I'm so grateful that I had that experience because it allowed me to really appreciate the power of words. But it also, as I got older, you know, I realized that it was hard for me to own my voice because, you know, it wasn't my first form of communication when I was younger. I felt very foreign to me sometimes, but listening really gave me a way to connect with people. And really, listening was the first form of communication that I had, a very passive form, but a very powerful form because it allowed me to connect with strangers. And keep in mind, I am an introvert. I can be very socially awkward, but here I am as a stranger to other strangers in grocery stores and airports, and they were telling me their story, things that they hadn't even told anyone else. And like, I had someone tell me about an incident when they were on a plane and there was a terrorist and they didn't dare talk about that. Or I, you know, was in an airport and this guy told me about his boyfriend who saw ghosts and talked to animals. And it's like these kind of stories where somehow people felt safe telling them to me. And I noticed that, you know, the first iteration of my business was just copywriting. And I noticed that the first service that really took off was writing people's stories. And I didn't know why, but I recognized that people didn't know what their stories were. And there was something about me that brought out the hidden parts that they didn't see. They wanted to just go in the normal formula of, I had this problem And then I overcame it, and now I can do the same for you. You know, like somehow, like I was able to ask the right questions or give them the space to bring out those little golden nuggets that they didn't see in the original formula. So now I help organizations and I help businesses with figuring out what their brand story is in relation to their audience. So that way they know how to communicate it. And they can actually, they just know what it is, because there are so many programs out there to help you tell your story, but not as many out there to help you find your story.
And it's so important. I stole this quote from you probably a year ago, and I still use it all the time. And the quote was, and I'll blotch it up, but the quote was to the reference that your resume shows that you're qualified, but your story tells that you're an expert. Mm-hmm. And as photographers, we use our portfolio as our resume, right? Our body. Mm-hmm. We're always showing people our work, but showing people our work is not enough to convert people to clients. Like, we may get fans from it, people may love our work, but just seeing our work, just seeing our resume, yeah, we're qualified. Yes, you're a great photographer. Yes, I even like your style. But it isn't until we're able to communicate our story, that's what converts people to actually paying clients. And I love that you help people really find that story, because we can brand and market all day, but if our branding and marketing doesn't convert, then what are we doing?
Yeah,
it's not the fun thing of my, like when I get up in the morning, I'm not, oh my God, I get to work on marketing myself today. Like that is,
yeah.
Like, no. When I wake up, I'm like, yay, I've got a client. Like that's where I get the excitement. Like I get to go to the studio and, you know, have a photo shoot. That's where my excitement is. Kind of like, where do you see like telling how, when you started really telling that story and realizing that you were just a genius at helping people tell their story, that really changed from a marketing and branding point of view, that actually made that marketing and branding effective?
I think that when I looked at that aspect of myself, and I was, it was interesting. It was around the time when I was coming up with the name of my business, which is Untold Story Enterprises. And when I thought about that, the word untold story kept coming to me. And so eventually I did choose to go forward with Untold Story as the name of my business. And it just felt like the moment I just aligned with that and I said that to the world, like people just instantly knew, like, oh, I love stories, you know, like, or like, I know, I feel like I already know what you're about. And then the funny thing is that a year later, I discovered this Maya Angelou quote, and every time I say it in front of an audience, like there's like this silent silent moment of gratitude and almost shock. But the quote is, there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. And I didn't know about that quote. I didn't know anything about that quote. I didn't know it existed, and I didn't know Miss Beautiful Maya Angelou said it. But, you know, I discovered that a year after I filed the paperwork to name my business Untold Story. And so it just seemed like a soulmate kind of match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how true, mm-hmm. how true that is. That's like goosebump stuff, right?
Yeah. It's like, what?
You should have like a plaque or at least a poster with the quote, you know, in your business.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I put it
in. Maybe that could go somewhere in your untold story land.
Really. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I should totally put that. I could have a scroll with that quote on it in the beginning. And Peggy knows what the front entrance looks like, but that scroll would totally fit.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I love that.
So Amy and I both really believe in community. That's why I've developed the timebenderspace.com community for photographers to co-work, to edit, to, you know, bounce ideas off each other. And Amy is designing this amazing space where we can go and work on our stories and work together on that and have a safe space, because sometimes it's about just having a safe space, because you don't ever want to be the one that's like, oh, everybody's going to think I'm, you know, slow because I don't know how to do this. You need a space that's like, oh, okay, so that's where you're at. I was there before. Here, let me show you how to do that. And somebody else is like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're way down there, Peggy. Come here, I'll help you. I've been there before. And we pull each other up. And that's one of the many things I love about Amy. So tell me why you think it's important, not that we haven't already covered it, but why is it really important that photographers, obviously we want to show our resume, we want to show our portfolio, but why is it so important that we also learn our story and learn how to tell our story?
I was thinking about this very question after the first question. And, you know, when I think about photographers and any photographer I've ever hired, I have looked at their portfolio, and not only am I looking at the beauty of the picture itself, but I'm looking at what kind of story did they tell for their client. And so I'm looking at a photographer's ability to tell a story in order to tell my story, in order for me to hire them. And also, it's a plus if I can see the photographer's story all throughout their client's story. And so photographers are in that unique place where, yeah, okay, sure, someone can hire you to, you know, do a few pictures and that's all they want. But you really have the power to go from there to just this complete moment in time, the time benders, right? And to do that, that's a story. And a story is just simply people, a setting, a time period. That's really what it is. And so you're able to capture 100 stories in a day, probably. And, you know, I think that it's really important for photographers to know their story, to be able to tell their story to their clients, to not only connect with their clients, but for their clients to see their ability to tell the story in the first place, and then to weave everything together. It's like if I saw a photographer's portfolio and I could see their story in all their clients' stories, like that just shows me they understand the spider web of storytelling. And that is that's true mastery there.
Yeah, I think, you know, a photo is worth 1,000 words.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, 1,000 words is worth 1,000 words.
Because it's true.
It's so true. We do need to perfect our storytelling and our images. But when we take the time to know our story, because a lot of things we don't, like, there's a lot of life that I've experienced that I don't put importance on, or that I don't put a shine a light on. And then something will happen. I'll be like, oh, that's like that time. And then I think about it. And then I think, you know, I learned that lesson out of that story. And I didn't even like correlate that's something that I should shine a light on.
Yeah.
And so when we take the time to know our story, then we can tell our story, and we can tell our story with words. We can tell our story with pictures, but we can't tell the story until we know the story. So it's that really focusing on what is our story, what are we building? What are we doing? And so I think that's really important.
Yes.
Because so many times people think, oh, an untold story is because they don't have the voice to tell their story. Well, it's not just that. Sometimes they don't even have the space to get their story organized so that they can tell the story. And I think that's, you know, even backing back further, like is giving your space to let that story come out and, you know, and actually be in a place that you can tell it.
Yeah, exactly. And then one other thing, you brought up a good point, like what is an untold story? And I have found this, and I have said this over and over again, I will say it until the cows come home, that for some reason, when we think of an untold story, we think about a story that is the most unique, epic story ever told that no one has ever heard. And so if you're coming from that place, of course you're going to be hesitant to tell your story, because in the back of your mind, you're going to be thinking, but it just sounds like every other photographer. It sounds like any other business owner, you know, it when really an untold story is just, you know, you, it's just the fact that you haven't told your story, or it's just the story that is aching to be heard because somebody needs to hear it. We love those action-packed adventure kind of stories, but at the same time, those stories can be harder to relate to. It's like, well, I admire you, I'm impressed, but can I actually see myself in a story in a way that I already lived it? No, I can't. So I'm going to put myself in a whole other box than you and not actually connect the way that you might have intended. So I say that, you know, if you're thinking, I can't tell my story until I figure out the special sauce behind it. It's like, well, what if the story, the way it is perfect and you just need to tell it?
Your perspective of it is the special sauce.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I get in this like habit of thinking, well, everybody knows that. I don't need to say that. Everybody knows that.
I understand that. Yeah.
But my husband's really good at pointing out to me, no, Peggy, everybody doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's just like, you know, I don't want to say that. I'm sure, like, I don't want to make them feel like I don't think they're, you know. And he's like, no, what's easy and basic for you is really hard for other people. Just like what's easy and basic for me is hard. Like this guy can do spreadsheets and numbers and all of these things. Not my place.
Yeah.
Not my place. Now, when he like rattles off something, he rattles it off like it's easy and fun. And I'm like, okay. So he's like the same way, you know? And so we have to remember that even though to us, it's this like everyday blah, blah, it's like amazing to someone else.
It's true. And here's the thing to remember is that we don't know what it's like to be without it. We don't know what it's like to be without it. And therefore we're more likely to say, oh yeah, no, that's what everyone else has. Like, we don't know that. I mean, even with my knack for pulling out people's stories, I thought that was a normal thing. Like, I honestly was just like, oh yeah, I do this. This happens quite often. And it wasn't until I think at least a couple of people said, no, Amy, that's not normal. That I was like, oh, really? It's not normal? Oh, okay. Like, you know, because you don't know what it's like to be without it.
Right. As a photographer, my job is to put my clients at ease and pull out their personality.
Yes.
And so many years of doing that, same thing, like strangers at the store will walk up and start talking to me. And I'm like, do not need to know the information you just shared with me.
Yeah.
And why I was the one chosen. But I think because for so many years, I have made myself that place where it's safe for people to, you know, open up, that like somehow I have this like sign, neon sign on my forehead.
Yes.
and same with you, I'm sure, because you are a sincere listener. And that is a superpower in itself. Like the things you can do with listening, you know, it just gives people that safe space. And I think a lot of photographers, I don't know, maybe not all of you. And if you're a photographer that's like, nope, nobody does that, I'm not saying you're bad, but maybe you need to think about the more you open up and allow people that safe space, the easier it is to capture their personalities, because they're going to allow their personalities to actually come out. You know, that's, you know, there's different schools in it. Some people are like, nope, I'm a photographer and my job is to take the picture, not to bring out any emotions. As a portrait photographer, as a headshot photographer, I feel like it's my job to bring out emotions. Now, if I were more of a street photographer or maybe a journalist, then I would just want to capture what was actually happening. But, you know, either way, we're all telling stories, and we're going to tell our story better when we know our story.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Because otherwise we're so concentrated on the order of the events, we lose all we lose all sense of why we're telling the story in the first place, and the lesson behind it, and what and the message that we're trying to convey to everyone around us, especially to our prospects, because those are the people that we're building trust with. And if we're not able to trust in our own stories and our own self to do that, they're not gonna be able to trust us too.
Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, real life, when was you not being able to communicate your story a problem for you, and how did you overcome it?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I remember for the longest time, I had my business in communication, but I had my full-time job in science. And it seemed like, you know, the more transparent I wanted to be about having that full-time job and my business at the same time to new business people I would meet, it confused them, because, you know, I would say, I do communication and copywriting at the time, but I work with sea turtle DNA. And the moment I said sea turtle, that's all people could remember.
That's all this podcast is going to be about from here on out. Everybody in the comments is going to be like, what? Sea turtle DNA? Let's talk.
I know, exactly. And then I remember thinking, there were people that knew me for years, and all I talked about was my business. And I only mentioned sea turtles once. And guess what? They only remember the sea turtle part, right? They don't remember anything else. So I remember just that, you know, being able to tell my story after I left that full-time job to pursue my business full-time, it seemed like I was crawling out of what I called for myself, the sea turtle conundrum. The sea turtle conundrum of being hidden, being overshadowed by this beautiful, cute sea creature that everybody loves. And then to like just be able to step forward and be like, yeah, now I can tell it. Now, Peggy, I can tell my story because I left that full-time job. And because I emphasized like that was another part of my life. And I still bring it with me because I like looking at analytics and data sometimes. I bring it with me and I add it to what I'm already doing. But for a while there, I had an identity crisis. And there were people who also did not want me to be to get out of the identity crisis. They wanted me to go the way that I didn't want to go. So I say that in real life, when I was not able to tell my story, identity crisis.
I love that, identity crisis. I feel like this year I have felt that myself. I think I am just crawling out of that identity crisis because for 34 years, I've been a high-end photographer.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked, my ideal clients were people that I photographed.
Yeah.
And now I'm still doing that. But on top of that, I'm also doing this, you know, the Headshot Strategist certification program, the Time Benders community, helping other photographers to run profitable businesses. Mm-hmm. And so when people ask me what I do, it was like I don't know what I do right now, and I felt like it was like, you know, if I say this, then I feel like I'm like not acknowledging my entire life. Like for 35 years, I've done this one thing, and that's how I've always identified. Yeah. And obviously I'm still a photographer and very proud of being a certified professional photographer, but I also do this other thing that I'm also very proud of. And I love seeing the other photographers, like seeing how they can just make these slight changes and boost their business and start getting the clients they wanted. And like, that makes me feel just as successful as when my clients love their images. And so it's just like, when I go out in public, it's like, well, I don't know who I am. Like, I don't know how to introduce myself. Like, that was something that was really, really a struggle with me. And what I finally have figured out is it's okay to be both. And just like I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a friend, when I'm hanging out with my husband, I don't necessarily talk about, you know, the same things, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, okay, I can still be all of those things fully, but what audience am I talking about? What do you need to know about me? That's the story I can tell. And it's not, you know, if I'm talking to you and I don't mention my kids and you don't know that I'm a grandma, that I'm a mom, like, then that's okay. Like, that's because I figured you didn't care. It wasn't vital to this information. So I think that learning my story is it's harder. Like I've been talking about this for years, but yet I'm literally living it. Like, oh yeah, that's really hard to like figure out what my story is sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand that. And I think that I've encountered that with my clients too, where they're just like, I need to put everything that I am into my little story. And I'm like, well, does it take away who you are? No, it doesn't take away from who you are. They just need to know quickly, you know, why you do what you do and, you know, why that is important to them. And one thing to keep in mind is that once they hire you, and as long as you are being true to yourself, being true to the promises and agreements that you made with them, they're going to keep on hiring you. And so the longer they stay with you, the more stories you can tell them about yourself. And therefore, you know, you don't have to feel like they only know that one story about you. They get to know you over time.
Exactly. And that's how it is with everything. Like in business, we think we have to tell everybody everything up front, and we don't. Just like when I met you for the first time, you know, we became friends. We got to know each other. You didn't tell me the sea story, Turtle, until like a long time into our friendship.
Yeah.
And I know why, because now I'm focused on the sea turtles. But
I didn't want you to know me as a sea turtle girl.
I know. That's so funny. All right, Amy, what is one last tip you would like to leave our listeners with?
Ooh, what is one last tip? When you get better at telling your story, you become a better communicator.
That's short and sweet. That's really impactful, though.
Thank you.
That's like, could anything be more true than that? That's awesome.
I think because sometimes we look at storytelling as somehow separate from communication, or like its own special branch of communication, and it is, but it's just that when you think about it, if you can tell your story in 10 different ways and be able to switch it up in any environment with anyone that you're with, the more you master that, the better you're going to be able to communicate other things, because you're going to be able to see, all right, that person, their eyes are glazing over. I need to explain it a different way from this other perspective. And I need to give it some context because we're talking to this audience. You know, you're going to be able to think about your story in a way that a good communicator would. And so when you're telling your story, it's not just, hey, you know, this is nice and I'm telling my story and that's all it is. Like, no, it's all encompassing. So, you know, when you practice telling your story, you're getting better at understanding the power of your words.
That was awesome. Amy, thank you for hanging out with me today. This was really fun.
It's always so much fun.
It always is fun. We should hang out more often.
I know we should. We should.
All right, guys. I will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.